From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Democrat John Kerry spent part of his Labor Day with mine workers in West Virginia. It is one of three swing states Kerry visits today as he tries to re-energize a campaign that appears to have lost ground in recent weeks to President Bush. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Senator Kerry is sharpening his attacks on Mr. Bush with encouragement from former President Clinton and help from some former Clinton aides.
The new message from the Kerry campaign sounds like an old message from the Clinton playbook. It's the economy, stupid. At a mine workers' picnic in West Virginia's Boone County this afternoon, Kerry criticized the president's handling of the economy, noting the loss of more than a million jobs under George W. Bush.
The W stands for wrong choices, wrong judgment, wrong priorities, wrong direction for our country.
Today's offensive against President Bush comes after a lengthy telephone call this weekend between Kerry and former President Bill Clinton. From his hospital bed in New York, Clinton encouraged Kerry to go after his opponent on issues like jobs and health care. Kerry did just that earlier today at a front porch forum in southwestern Pennsylvania. About 60 people gathered on folding chairs in front of one of the sturdy wood and brick houses in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. Kerry told the crowd not only has the economy been slow to add new jobs under President Bush, but too many of the jobs that are being added are in low-wage industries, part-time, and lacking in health care benefits.
Wages going down, cost of living going up, jobs that replace them pay less, standard of living goes down. John Edwards and I believe we can raise the standard of living in America again and raise the ability of Americans to make money.
Although state polls show the presidential contest still tied in key states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, recent national polls show Kerry has lost ground to President Bush, prompting some Democrats to call for a retooling of the campaign. Longtime political operative John Sasso, whom Kerry had installed at the Democratic National Committee, will now be traveling with the senator as a senior advisor. Kerry has also grafted a number of former Clinton aides onto his staff, including former White House spokesman Joe Lockhart. Speaking on ABC yesterday, Lockhart promised to bring what he called some reality into the race, hammering on jobs and health care, and he called the attacks on Kerry's defense credentials during last week's GOP convention classic Bush family politics.
John Kerry has been strong on defense. Everyone knows that. Ask Senator John McCain if he's been strong. He was asked earlier this week by Peter Jennings, will he be a good commander-in-chief? The answer was yes. Is he strong and resolute? Yes. This is all about not wanting to talk about what's actually going on in this country.
Kerry himself has already adopted one of Clinton's old tactics, turning attacks against him on their head by saying they're really directed at the American public.
I've been in politics, and I understand the attacks, and I know how people play the game. What bothers me is that they're using it to cover the attacks on you. They're using it to cover what's really happening to your budget.
As Kerry spoke, neighbors across the street watched from their front porches. Here on West College Street, Kerry and Bush supporters live side by side, cheerfully disagreeing with a family across the driveway. Auto mechanic Nick Moramis doesn't count himself in either candidate's camp yet, but he sat on the front step with his daughter Alyssa, enjoying this traditional kickoff to the fall election season.
You know what? We're all neighbors. We're all decent people. We all want the same thing. We want to have a nice life for us, our kids. That's why it's good to have Bush signs and Kerry signs, you know, because that's the American way. That's it. That's why we're here.
The Kerry campaign organized similar front porch get-togethers today in more than 25 states. Kerry himself ends the campaign day with a Labor Day picnic in Ohio. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Racine, West Virginia.